Saturday, December the 4th, 2010, 27 Kislev 5771, Hanukkah 4, 4 candles, Feast of Dedication Shabbat, Barashami Gates, at the end. Hanukkah 4, number 73041. On the fourth day Elizur the son of Shedeur, prince of the children of Reuben, gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Elizur the son of Shedeur. On the fifth day Shalumiel the son of Zurishaddai, prince of the children of Simeon, gave his offering, one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering, one golden ladle of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb a year old, for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 head of cattle, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Shalumiel the son of Zurishaddai. Me Gates continued, John 16. These things have I spoken to you, so that you wouldn't be caused to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time comes that whoever kills you will think that he offers service to Elohim. They will do these things because they have not known the Father, nor me. But I have told you these things, so that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you about them. I didn't tell you these things from the beginning, because I was with you.
The work of the set apart Holy Spirit.
But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have told you these things, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I don't go away, the Counselor won't come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he has come, he will convict the world about sin, about righteousness, and about judgment, about sin, because they don't believe in me, about righteousness, because I am going to my Father, and you won't see me anymore, about judgment, because the prince of this world has been judged. I have yet many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak from himself, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will declare to you things that are coming. He will glorify me, for he will take from what is mine, and will declare it to you. All things whatever the Father has are mine, therefore I said that he takes of mine, and will declare it to you.
Sorrow will turn to joy.
A little while, and you will not see me. Again a little while, and you will see me. Some of his disciples therefore said to one another, what is this that he says to us, a little while, and you won't see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and, because I go to the Father? They said therefore, what is this that he says, a little while? We don't know what he is saying. Therefore Yeshua perceived that they wanted to ask him, and he said to them, do you inquire among yourselves concerning this, that I said, a little while, and you won't see me, and again a little while, and you will see me? Most certainly I tell you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she gives birth, has sorrow because her time has come. But when she has delivered the child, she doesn't remember the anguish anymore, for the joy that a human being is born into the world. Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. In that day you will ask me no questions. Most certainly I tell you, whatever you may ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be made full.
Yeshua Messiah has overcome the world.
I have spoken these things to you in figures of speech, but the time is coming when I will no more speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I don't say to you, that I will pray to the Father for you, For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from Elohim. I came out from the Father, and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world, and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, Behold, now you speak plainly, and speak no figures of speech. Now we know that you know all things, and don't need for anyone to question you. By this we believe that you came forth from Elohim. Yeshua answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the time is coming, yes, and has now come, that you will be scattered, everyone to his own place, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you these things, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have oppression, but cheer up. I have overcome the world. John 17.
Yeshua prays for himself.
Yeshua said these things, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you, even as you gave him authority over all flesh, he will give eternal life to all whom you have given him. This is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true Elohim, and him whom you sent, Yeshua the Messiah. I glorified you in the earth. I have accomplished the work which you have given me to do. Now, Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world existed.
Yeshua prays for his disciples.
I revealed your name to the people whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, and you have given them to me. They have kept your word. Now they have known that all things whatever you have given me are from you, for the words which you have given me I have given to them, and they received them, and knew for sure that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I don't pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I am coming to you. Set apart, Holy Father, keep them for your name which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you have given me I have kept. None of them is lost, except the Son of Destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and I say these things in the world, that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them your word. The world hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that you would take them from the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world. For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth.
Yeshua prays for all believers.
Not for these only do I pray, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected into one, that the world may know that you sent me, and love them, even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am, that they may see my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world hasn't known you, but I knew you, and these knew that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain. End of Parasha Mikates, at the end, Hanukkah 1-4 candles, Festival of Lights. Praise Yah. HNV Yet is a public domain draft version of the World English Bible, Messianic Edition, Names of Most High Restored and Headings added by DCP. Please see worldenglishbible.org http://worldenglishbible.org/ for more information. Background music uses actual Tanakh scripture Hebrew letters as notes. Background Hebrew letter music from freely available Brit Hadashah, NT in Hebrew by Franz Dilitsk, orchestrations, effects. Copyright 2010 by Dan Blana. Hebrew vocal background audio, Permission from Snanakodesh Site, Audio Scriptures International, United Bible Society, 1976. Some elements from Hepcle.com. Copyright 2010 Michael J. Radwin, licensed under a Creative Commons license. Which is permission to share, to copy, distribute and transmit the work, or to remix, to adapt the work. Some elements. Copyright 2010 Simchat Torah Beit Midrash. P.O. Box 4810, Parker, Colorado 80134. This is a companion to the STBM calendar. To buy the calendar, phone 1-866-TORAH-TV or 1-866-867-2488. Website www.torah.tv.